Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. Today's story is Pigs by Robert Munch, read by Sally Cassano.
Pigs by Robert Munch. Megan's father asked her to feed the pigs on her way to school. He said, "Megan, please feed the pigs, but don't open the gate. Pigs are smarter than you think. Do not open the gate." "Right," said Megan, "I will not open the gate. Not me, no sir, no." So Megan went to the pig pen. She looked at the pigs looked at Megan. Megan said, "These are the dumbest looking animals I have ever seen. They stand there like lumps on a bump. They wouldn't do anything if I did open the gate." So Megan opened the gate just a little bit. The pigs stood there and looked at Megan. They didn't do anything. Megan said, "These are the dumbest looking animals I have ever seen. They stand there like lumps on a bump. They wouldn't even go to the door if the house was on fire." So Megan opened the gate a little bit more. The pigs stood there and looked at Megan. They didn't do anything. Then Megan yelled, "Hey, you dumb pigs!" The pigs jumped up and ran right over Megan, whop, 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 and out the gate. When Megan got up, she couldn't see the pigs anywhere. She said, "Uh-oh, I am in bad trouble. Maybe pigs are not so dumb after all." Then she went to tell her father the bad news. When she got to the house, Megan heard a noise coming from the kitchen. It went, "Oink, oink, oink." "That doesn't sound like my mother. That doesn't sound like my father. That sounds like pigs." She looked in the window. There was her father sitting at the breakfast table. A pig was drinking his coffee, a pig was eating his newspaper, and a pig was peeing on his shoe. "Megan," yelled her father, "you opened the gate. Get these pigs out of here." Megan opened the front door a little bit. The pig stood and looked at Megan. Finally, Megan opened the front door all the way and yelled, "Hey, you dumb pigs!" And the pigs jumped up and ran right over Megan. Wop, 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 and out the door. Megan ran outside, chased all the pigs into the pig pen, and shut the gate. Then she looked at the pigs and said, "You are still dumb, like lumps on a bump." Then she ran off to school. Just as she was about to open the front door, she heard a sound. Oink, oink, oink. She said, "That doesn't sound like my teacher. That doesn't sound like the principal. That sounds like pigs." Megan looked in the principal's window. There was a pig drinking the principal's coffee. A pig was eating the principal's newspaper. And a pig was peeing on the principal's shoe. The principal yelled, "Megan, get these pigs out of here." Megan opened the front door of the school a little bit. The pigs didn't do anything. She opened it a little bit more. The pigs still didn't do anything. She opened the door all the way and yelled, "Hey, you dumb pigs!" The pigs jumped up and ran right over Megan. Wop, 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 and out the door. Megan went to the school. She sat down at the desk and said, "That's that. I finally got rid of all the pigs." Then she heard a noise. Oink, oink, oink. Megan opened her desk, and there was a new baby pig. The teacher said, "Megan, get that dumb pig out of here." Megan said, "Dumb? Whoever said pigs were dumb? Pigs are smart. I'm going to keep it for a pet." At the end of the day, the school bus finally came. Megan walked up to the door, then heard something say, "Oink, oink, oink." Megan said, "That doesn't sound like the bus driver. That sounds like a pig." She climbed up the stairs and looked in the bus. There was a pig driving the bus, pigs eating the seats, and pigs lying in the aisle. A pig shut the door and drove the bus down the road. It drove the bus all the way to Megan's farm, through the barnyard and right into the pig pen. Megan got out of the bus, walked across the barnyard, and marched into the kitchen. She said, "The pigs are all back in the pig pen. And they came back by themselves. Pigs really are smarter than you think." And Megan never let out any more animals. At least, not any more pigs.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.